Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What's being taught in the schools?
Yep.
You know what? It's going to be shocking to you if you have been watching the program. If you have been watching, we've talked about some of it, but we have some of the new materials that's being taught in the school by a boss who is, according to what he just said, egregious liability to peace. So why would we embrace this man at all?
Yeah.
Either way, and not only that, when you saw this on VFN TV, the Pope went and held hands with a boss. Mm-hmm. The same way the Pope held hands, and every Pope's different, but the Pope signed a deal with Hitler. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what's going on?
Shook his hand.
You need to stand up for Israel and protect Israel. And to be a friend of the enemy of God is to be an enemy of God. We have to actually put ourselves in the right place. And, of course, that's not all Catholics, but that's what that particular Pope did, walking hand in hand with a boss, who you'll be surprised, the material that's being taught in this. This is according to, was it Nirboms.
Could be.
Nirboms. Sure. Nirboms.com. They're putting and talking about the material that's being published in the school books of the Palestinian people. So when you see on the news, you see young Palestinian youth throwing rocks and stones, mm-hmm. and the soldiers, the IDF, Israeli Defense Force, trying to protect Israel and protect the people, realize this is what they're being taught in the schools. These are some of the things they're being taught in the school. The new this is what they report. The newest Palestinian textbook hardly acknowledges the existence of the state of Israel at all, they say. It hardly even acknowledges it. And then he even talks about the Levant countries that they talk about. It says specifically this, that the Levant countries presently consist of, in the book, this is what it's saying, the books that they're going to school with, the Levant countries presently consist of states like the Palestine, Jordan, Lebanon, and Syria. Israel remains absent in the vast majority of the textbook maps. And even at one point, even Google Maps had Israel even missing at one particular point. And if you remember, and the Levant is what you're seeing them constantly talk about when you're talking about when they said ISIL. The L in ISIL stands for the Levant, which is the land that surrounds, which includes
Israel
being a part of that. I mean, they want to push Israel into the sea. And when you're hearing somebody call ISIL,
that's including Israel.
That's including the Levant, and that's saying, let's do away with Israel.
Yep.
And have this caliphate there. And that's what they're being taught in school. So the best thing to do, and I wish I could remember the name of this author. And we'll put it on we'll make sure it's available on the VFN Torch. But it's somebody who was in that mindset, raised as an enemy of Israel, and was taught all these wrong things about Israel. And what IDF did, the Israeli Defense Force, picked him up, and his father was a leader like in Hamas at that time, which is the Palestinian. It's Son of Hamas. Amazing. Son of Hamas. And he's talking about what Israel did for him because he's used to being beat. He's used to being treated bad by the Palestinian leadership and all. And they arrested him. They took him to a place he thought he was going to be interrogated. And all of a sudden they brought him out. They said, listen, why don't you go to school? And they gave him thousands of dollars to be able to go to school. And they just began to bless him because he had never experienced love and kindness. And he was confused by it. He didn't understand why, you know, the things that he was taught about Israel. And what they did was they paid for his education. They began to invest in his future. He started a business. And then he realized, ultimately, I don't need to be against Israel or against the Arab people. Mm-hmm. I need to be for people. And he made Jesus Christ the Lord of his life.
It's powerful.
It's a very powerful, powerful testimony. And so if this is what I'm getting in my school books, you have to understand that's why I'm acting this way.
Yeah.
And even it says more. What are some of the other things that they're saying this in the books there?
It says that they demonize Jews and encourage shahada, which is martyrdom, and jihad, which is holy war.
So they're going to school. Imagine going to school, you're learning your ABCs, you're learning civics, and your civic says, oh, by the way, there's martyrdom.
Yep.
If you die in the name of Allah, you're going to, you know, get to take, according to John.
John Guandolo, he actually read from the textbook that said that they encourage jihad.
Well, you get to name 70 members of your family, he said, as he's reading from the Quran. In the writings of Muhammad, that go with you to this, whatever this is. It wouldn't be heaven, but they would call it heaven.
Yeah.
And there's a martyrdom is that, and jihad, you know, fighting in the name of Allah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh my goodness. I don't know. I was so excited when I saw this new series coming out again. They're revisiting roots, which I thought was very good to see that and educate this generation. But the very first scene in the series, and so I just kind of like, was them offering up Kuta Kinte to Allah and declaring, you know, Allah as God and, you know, Allah Akbar. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. You know, did Haley's writings even have that? Of course, obviously, Islam was around and things were happening. But I'm thinking, did it all begin that way? Are you saying that Kuta Kinte mm-hmm. was actually a Muslim? That just blew me away. But that's where the kids are being raised right now. And that the any other way than the way of the Quran, according to John Gondola, is blasphemy to them.
Yeah.
And so you can say, well, we don't live our life like that. We're a different kind of Muslim. He said that they're not Muslim enough, and that they, if somebody who's living strictly by the Quran, then they would.
Yeah, just because they believe something doesn't mean that necessarily says, okay, that's contrary to what Islam teaches. Islam still teaches you have to
the
follow Sharia
law.
Completely.
So,
right.
They would just kill you,
yeah,
or convert you back to living. And that's, so this is in their books. This mm-hmm. is what they're going to school and they're learning about. And here you're in America, you're hearing things like get prayer out of school, don't mention Jesus, take down the Ten Commandments. And the same people that are saying that is like, hey, educate these Palestinian children in hatred towards Jews
mm-hmm.
and hatred towards non-Islamic people. The same spirit, which shows you it's just a demonic spirit. We gotta make up our mind. What are we gonna have in our schools? When we teach the ABCs, are we gonna use biblical principles? Are we gonna bring the Ten Commandments back? Not that we're perfect. We've all fallen short, but there has to be some sort of plumb line in our life and grace to be able to walk in it. But this is what they're teaching. What else do they teach? What's it on page 12 of that particular book?
It says today the Muslim states need jihad and jihad warriors urgently in order to free the robbed territories and get rid of the thieving Jews in the robbed lands of Palestine and the Levant.
Thieving Jews. This is what their book says on page 12 in the religious mm-hmm. affairs they teach in the school. And it's like, you know, racist. By the way, that's racist. They have they use words anti-Semitism and people don't understand. That's just racism. Yeah. Racism towards Jews. All racism is bad. God's called us as Christians to be able to win the nations, to tell them about the love of God. Nations. That word nation comes from the word Greek word ethnos, where we get the word ethnic or ethnic group. Mm-hmm. So we're supposed to love all ethnic groups.
Yes.
Love all nations. And you're seeing this particular, there's no way that a Christian could support an Abbas that's speaking against the nations and wanting to hate
calling
the nations.
Calling for the extermination.
But for some
Israel.
Reason, yeah. Pope Francis was walking hand in hand with Abbas. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.